This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Welcome to Bally. I'm happy to take questions, and I'm told there are going to be 4 questioners, but I'm not going to do 10 questions from each questioner. All right? Let's make that clear.
Oh, yeah. Clear as a bell.
I can't have trouble reading this.
Where's you, fine print?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah, I'm Hunter Biden. I'm an artist, and I look forward to you joining me at Roundtable Space on Twitter.
With blackjack and hookers.
Unchained and unstoppable.
But again, the races are close, and we just, you know, we don't pray for a victory. I grew up in a political family. We don't pray for a victory, but you pray that God's will be done. And on that Sunday, that's what we pray.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Pray!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the telephone number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 42. We're going to get to the political scene in a little bit. As you know, Donald Trump is going to be announcing his candidacy tomorrow night for president from Mar-a-Lago. His guy, Jason Miller, says it's going to be a button-down or buttoned-up speech, so he's going to be reading from the teleprompter. I don't know. All I know is that, you know, he's still getting blasted by the Murdoch mob, speaking on behalf of the GOP establishment, GOP. And just to show you the headlines as they continue today in the New York Post, deniers denied, talking about the results of the primary elections. Now, not everybody is reading the New York Post. It just gets around the East Coast. If you could see it online, but the biggest circulation newspaper in America is also owned by Rupert Murdoch. And that's the Wall Street Journal, and that circulates nationally. And so they had a big piece this weekend on the op-ed page by Mike Pence. My last days with Donald Trump. And I guess I don't have to tell you how Donald Trump comes across in this piece in the broadsheet version of the Murdoch empire. So
was he able to confirm the Mission Impossible story of Donald Trump taking the wheel of the beast?
Well, he wasn't there, and you know, Pence, despite his other failings, he is a member of the bar, and he has some experience in journalism as well. So I don't think he would be going with pure hearsay like that former intern from SMU or wherever she was from, who was making up that BS. So it looks like the good news is it looks like the Republicans are going to take over the House of Representatives, and there's all sorts of speculation about what kind of investigations they're going to have. And I hope they have every damn kind of investigation, starting with Fauci and the FBI and Hunter and James Biden. And there, you know, a lot is going to depend on the power that the committee chairman have. Sometimes the committee chairman have the authority to just issue a subpoena for testimony, but other times you have a situation where they make you have a vote of the committee. So because the margins are going to be very tight, just like they are in the current Congress, if you had one Republican defect from what the chairman wants, they might not be able to issue a subpoena to, say, Fauci or Christopher Wray or Hunter and James Biden, etc. So that depends. And then apparently there's a rule I just heard of recently. It's from the Reconstruction era. James Comer from Kentucky is talking about using it. It's called a Holman rule. And what that means is that if they approve that as an operating measure in the House of Representatives, if somebody just decides to blow off a subpoena, say, for instance, Christopher Wray, then they have the power to cut his salary until he shows up. So that would be a good thing to have in the toolbox for the Republicans. But we'll see how it all works out. And it's really unfortunate, though, the way this election has turned out. And I think it's pretty clear. I wrote about it in my column on Sunday. But it's just becoming clearer and clearer that the Republicans have got to do something about this mail-in voting scam, and that's what it is. And you know, the fact is that it's been institutionalized. It's been made into state law. We heard from the guys in Pennsylvania on Friday about how the then Republican majorities in the Pennsylvania legislature in Harrisburg voted for it. They put in this mail-in balloting, and guess what? Now they're being knocked off here and there, willy-nilly. They're probably not going to be a Republican majority in the legislature. You know, first they went after the presidency, then this time they've gone after some Senate races and governor's races, and now they're moving down the ballot to wipe out Republicans with this phony baloney mail-in voting. And they stopped it in one state, at least, Wisconsin. As somebody put it today, they threw gravel into the machinery of all this ballot harvesting that's going on, and this and these mail-in ballots going out and being collected by Democrats and filled out. And I don't know how you stop it at this point, because the Democrats will go crazy and call it voter suppression, even though it would really, if you ended these laws, it wouldn't be voter suppression, it would be voter fraud suppression. But it's going to be hard to stop it at this point because of the Democrat control of just about everything, including the media. So the Republicans are just going to have to learn to play the game. And I thought they were making progress towards that in Southern California. They seem to have in a couple of election cycles ago, they took back some of the seats that the Democrats had ballot harvested out from under them, and I think places like Orange County. But now it seems like they've fallen asleep. I guess Tommy Hicks, the vice chairman of the Republican National Committee, I know the guy a little bit. He's from Dallas. He's not going to run for re-election. I think Rona Romney McDaniel is definitely out. 844-500-4242. 508, your good friend Chris Sununu keeps killing Trump daily. He's a Judas. He's not really my good friend. I've had him on the show a couple of times, but I would hardly describe Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, as my good friend. And again, he's a rhino. He's part of this. I mean, he's not a made member of the Murdoch mob, but he's an associate, shall we say. All right, but you know, the first thing I wanted to get to today, and we'll probably go back to it after a while, and I think it's the most interesting story of the day. And I spent a lot of time like reading it because it amused me. I mean, I know it's a major fraud, but it's this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried. He has a hyphenated name. His parents are professors at Stanford University. His aunt is the dean at Columbia University Law School in New York. I mean, how much more do I have to tell you?
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Of course he does. His hair kind of looks like Bob Dylan's on the cover of Blonde on Blonde and then Highway 61 Revisited. Only he's got a lot fatter face. He looks more dissipated than Bob Dylan did back in those early photographs. And he just set up a scam. I mean, the amazing thing is, and Tom Brady made an ad for him, which is just, I mean, it's, people have been tweeting it out, the ad. It's a minute 30, Tom and Giselle, when he was still with her. And it's like a rough draft of a Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme is what it is. He was actually confronted. This guy, we're going to call him SBF, so we don't have to keep going back over his name. SBF, he lives in the Bahamas, by the way. He was trying to flee to Dubai, thinking that they didn't have an extradition treaty with the U.S., the United Arab Emirates. But apparently they've toughened it up a little bit, and he's under what amounts, according to the stories, he's under, he and his a couple of his co-Democrat mega donors are they all live together in this penthouse in the Bahamas. They're now under what amounts to house arrest. The girlfriend, who, by the way, guilty as sin, guilty. You haven't checked her out.
She's described as a Harry Potter fan. She looks to me more like a character.
Yeah, you know, you say what's with the hair? She's running this billion-dollar corporation, and she needs a serious makeover. And then I saw a picture of her. You know, I said maybe she's got a killer, well, you know, a killer bod. I'll be honest. But I looked at she looks worse. If you said she's 16, you wouldn't be surprised. And then you would think back to your 16-year-old self if you're a guy, and you'd say, when I was 16, I wouldn't go after her. I wouldn't go after Caroline Ellison. But she I give her one thing though, she screwed. She got out of the Bahamas. She's in Hong Kong, and apparently she's got a chance to make it to Dubai. But this is just amazing, because he gave an interview. We'll get into all this stuff, but he gave an interview. He gave $5 million to Joe Biden, and this cycle, he and his pals gave $40 million to the Democrats. $40 million to the Democrats, and some of the money they got when the feds gave money to Ukraine invested in this Democrat mega donor's company, and then that's when he started passing out the $40 million to the Democrats. Isn't this suspicious? No wonder they I think they want to keep him in Bahamas or in some place. Even he's in a sunny place for shady people, as they say. As Graham Greene used to say. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That Bitcoin dude looks like Newman on Seinfeld, says 508. Others have said he looks like John Belushi in Animal House. But he does look like a billionaire, pablum puking, limousine liberal legacy, whose mom set up a dark money group for the Democrats before he started pushing dark money into Democrat coffers. You know that I love MyPillow's products, and I'm excited that they've created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towels ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get the Howie Carr Show special of 6 towels for just $39.98. They normally go for $89. The set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Wow. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie to get this special offer. Don't like them? Don't worry. You know that MyPillow has a 10-year warranty, and they just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2023. Happy holidays to everyone. Get yours by calling 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials box to get deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too. Dry off with MyPillow's luxurious towels by going to MyPillow.com, and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Here's a headline I just saw from the Federalist, Eddie Scarry. After two disappointing election cycles, Republican leaders have a choice: roll back early voting and mail-in ballots, or learn how to take advantage of them. Well, I mean, again, you're not going to be able to roll them back, given the Democrat dominance in the culture at large. And again, voter fraud suppression will be portrayed as voter suppression. So you just got to learn to take advantage of them. I don't know how that works, but I don't think Rona McDaniel has a clue. I don't know. Maybe the people in Wisconsin who got Ron Johnson elected by stopping the mail-in ballot torrent in Wisconsin can be brought in. Apparently, a number of states are trying to do this. It's not a problem in Florida because you have to request the mail-in ballot. That's the key. You have to go back to the old days. And they got to be put, and they, you know, they say no excuses mail-in ballots. We need some excuse mail-in ballots. You got to have an excuse to get a mail-in ballot. That's what I think. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and buy right now. You can save up to 25% off your Raycon order right now. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will happen to Democrat mega donor SBF in the wake of the billion-dollar bankruptcy of his cryptocurrency company? A slap on the wrist, maybe a civil fine, prison, or nothing. He gave Joe Biden $5 million.
I'm going to say civil fine. I'm trying to be realistic about it.
Okay, 11% say 11%. Civil fine. Okay. 85% say nothing, and 4% say prison.
I could be wrong.
Who are the real realists?
Prison is not in the mix. I just put that in for comic relief, everybody. You know, I don't know how many people are actually going to vote for that when they think it through as the afternoon goes on. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, I voted in my town in person, handed in my ID. They said they didn't need it. I said, look at it anyway. Now, and then I got two mail-in ballots sitting on my counter at home. Does that mean I get to vote three times, or who's going to know?
I don't know. I was listening to the DC station today at in the morning for the talk station, and they said the voting deadline has just expired in Loudoun County. And I thought, wait a second, it's Monday. And then I heard I think it was Nevada, they said, well, the last ballots were cast in Nevada on Saturday. If they didn't arrive at the polling place by Saturday, they weren't going to be counted. I mean, this is ridiculous, Bob. When we had no computers, no electronics, just everything was hand ballot, hand counted. They had the results that night, and never later than early the next morning. Why did France outlaw mail-in ballots in 1973? I think the answer is clear. It's for the same reason that we ought to be outlawing them here in the United States of America, because it leads to fraud. Fraud. Thanks for the call, Bob. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, Howie, here's how you clean up mail-in voting. First of all, the post office is separated from the government by a board of governors that by law has to be half Democrats and half Republicans.
Mark, that's too complicated. Why don't we just go back to the old system? You can get a mail-in ballot if you request one from City Hall or Town Hall. How about that? What's wrong with that?
Because they're using the stupid ADA software to print up ballots when nobody's looking. The easiest way
the thing is, the post office, you can't rely on the post office for anything. And I'm not a real, a knocker of the post office. Most people who work at the post office are trying to, just get by. But this is not about the post office. This is about the political machines. the people that are the Democrats that are that have unlimited amounts of dark money, and they're just going around ballot harvesting, and they've been ballot harvesting for a long, long time at the nursing homes, but now it's expanded out into the general society. We've got to stop. Either stop with the mail-in ballots, or we got to figure out how to use them ourselves. I'm Howie Carr. There's nothing worse than the mall in the months leading up to the holidays. 12 children screaming, 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens Karening. The list goes on. Right now, you can shop early, skip the stress, and snag some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love. Premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, an almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. And they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Plus, Raycon makes gifting easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Howie and use code EARLYBF to get 20% off, or save even bigger and get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycon purchase. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call. I'm looking here at the headline in the New York Post right now. You saw the story about the murder of the three football players at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, and by a former player. And the headline is, it's the lead story, no stranger. Suspect accused of killing three UVA football players was on cops' radar for months. How many more times do we have to read this story? Terrorist was on cops' radar for months. Thug who killed estranged wife was on cops' radar. I mean, why do we have radar if these crimes are going to keep happening? How bad was this guy? How was this allowed to happen? 844-500-4242. So with us now is Grace with the news.
Yes, Howie, more news for your listeners. U.S. court extends block on Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The St. Louis-based 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a nationwide injunction.
Good. See, this is another level beyond Judge Pittman in Texas. This is the next level. We're heading for the Supreme Court.
I thought you might like this.
That's good. I'm happy.
I don't understand this. It was voted on, wasn't it?
Yeah, by two votes. It got passed with two votes. Yeah, they're temporarily barring the Biden administration from wiping out hundreds of billions of dollars in federal student loan debt. The three-judge panel said the injunction would remain in place until further order of this court or the Supreme Court, pending an appeal of a lower court decision to allow the student loan program to move forward.
I saw that the Brandon administration has stopped taking applications for free money.
Yeah.
As someone who's not eligible for free money, I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, and if you're someone who is in your pajamas waiting to fill out that application on your phone, just missed it. I guess they
Dude, I got my tattoo appointment. Boy, what am I going to do now, man? I can't get a sleeve?
I mean, I guess like 26, was it 26 million people already applied? I think it was around there, so... Good luck on raining that.
I wonder how many if they were giving away free beer or free ice cream. I think if you give away anything free, you get a line around the corner.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to go to this story next, Howie, but because you mentioned free stuff, I do have to read this. Elon Musk mocks claim he's starving Twitter employees for ending their free lunches. Is this a parody? He asked. On Friday, the New York Times released a report detailing Musk's tumultuous takeover of Twitter. We actually talked a little bit about this and some of the perks he was getting rid of. I was looking more at the free laundry, the valet parking, but workers are telling the paper that their new boss plans to make employees pay for lunch at the company cafeteria. Oh, the horror. Lunches were free under previous management. That same day, Democrat activist Andrew Wortman shared a link to the article writing, he's fired 3/4 of the employees. Now he's planning to starve the rest of them. He's failure incarnate. He's planning on starving the rest of them because he's not giving them free lunch.
Have you ever had a job where you got valet parking, Grace, by the way?
I have not. In fact, when I was a hostess, there was valet parking, and I had to park in a lot down the street, and my first hour on the job was spent covering the parking lot that I was walking towards. So no.
Do you have to, if you get valet parking as an employee, do you have to tip? For the guy who brings around the car?
I'm just asking here.
I don't understand the new modern workplace etiquette.
Maybe they give you free tip money, too.
I'd much rather walk like a mile than shell out $5 for somebody to park my car.
I feel like I'm from medieval times. I used to take the subway to work. I should take a bus to the subway, and then I would walk to work. I missed out on all the good stuff.
Howie would walk up a hill and down. What's that thing, Taylor, though?
He'd walk uphill both ways.
Yeah, uphill both ways.
I'm just telling you.
Cardboard to his feet.
I'd pick up the bus on Highland Avenue, and then it was someone to go. Some days it would go to the Green Line. Other days it would go to the Orange Line. I'd always be happy if it went to the Orange Line because it was a shorter walk and it was a faster trip.
And carrying all those bottles for the deposit didn't make things easier.
Yeah, you're weighed down.
Taylor, I'm so old. This was before they had a deposit
bill
in Massachusetts.
Now you're really aging yourself. No, but yeah, Howie, you're right. It was the valet. I think the free laundry, honestly, forget the valet. If I worked at a place and they were giving out free laundry, I'd be getting everything dry cleaned. That's expensive.
Right.
They give out free laundry at those laundromats. You just walk in and take stuff.
Oh, geez. We have to talk about this after.
As Grace and I know, you may not be familiar, there was this state senator named Brian Joyce, Multiple Choice Joyce, and he was brought down and later killed himself or died under mysterious circumstances. And one of the scandals was he was getting free dry cleaning.
Yeah.
I mean, that rose to the level of a real scandal.
He was getting
so much stuff done.
Yeah, and now I guess these employees at Twitter, they're so used to... You know what it is, though, Howie, the problem? I know I keep referencing this, but it really is like flowers for Algernon. It's not so much that you're giving people things, it's that taking it away once people get used to it is really hard.
How about if a button falls off? Did they pick up the tab for sewing the button back on?
Yeah, you're really hell-bent on this button situation. I think it's because didn't you just have a button recently? You had a problem with the button?
I did. I picked up the pants with the button sewn back on. It was $12.44.
The Howie Carr Radio Network
did not pick up the tab.
978 asks, do employees of HCRN get free meals? And the answer is yes, but only if HC is at the RN.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, so
you get Kowloon's on Tuesday, you get Al Magaucha on Wednesday, and assorted other great restaurants coming in throughout the course of the week.
But when Howie goes to Florida, he's trying to starve us out.
I'm going to be denounced on social media as soon as Grace gets off gets off this segment.
All right. Well, Grace's news is brought to you by Tux Trucks. Fisher plow season is on at Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. Tux ordered more plows and spreaders this year just to meet demand. So for residential, commercial, or municipal snow plowing, see Tux Trucks, your Fisher plow distributor. Just call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. Now, Fed officials are throwing cold water on the report of waning inflation, saying we still have a ways to go. So, Howie, you talked about this last week.
Well, you know, I mean, who was saying it was waning other than the Democrat operatives with press passes in the media? I mean, did anyone go to the store over the weekend? I think we're going to hear from a lot of them during the Let's Go Brandon segment or later in the show.
Right. This is Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller. He told the Wall Street Journal, the market seems to have gotten way out in front of this. Everybody should just take a deep breath, calm down. We have a ways to go yet.
I take a deep breath and I calm down until I go into the store. And then my blood pressure starts going up again.
Yeah, and the other part of this that you make mention of a lot, Howie, on your show, is that the drop only manifested in the Labor Department's report on core prices, which, of course, does not include food and energy costs, which I understand the thinking, I guess, but it still doesn't make sense to me why they don't include that, because in my life, that's where I see it the most.
Exactly. I mean, I'm glad I got the button back on my pants. I'm glad I got them pressed. But that wasn't a core need, right? I could have gotten away with it. But food and fuel, I can't get away with not having any of that.
You could have got away with no button.
I could have got away with no button.
Yeah, right? You would have, like, you would have come
which,
up with some
button,
sort of
which
device.
Which button was it? Was it top button or bottom button?
It was the top button.
Oh, no,
it
you got to have the top button. You can't get away
that's
with
why,
that.
That's what a belt is there for, Taylor. The belt would cover up the dangling little bit of the pants.
This button's really haunting you. Are you having nightmares about this $12?
The dead button is gone. There's a new button now.
There's a new button in town. Watch out, world.
I could stand up and show you, but I don't think I'll spare everybody.
Hey, listen, Rumble viewers, if you want to see the button, tune in. One more story for you, Howie, and a lot of people's response to this is going to be better late than never. Pfizer Moderna launched trials to track whether issues arise years after getting their vaccines.
This is one of the hearings I want the Republicans in the House to start immediately. Maybe that's tomorrow's poll question. What's the first hearing you want to see when the Republicans take over the House? Is it Fauci? Is it the FBI? Is it Hunter and Jim Biden? Which is it?
That's a really good question, actually. I think mine would be Fauci. I don't know. Mine would be tied between Fauci and Hunter.
I think I might go with Fauci. Taylor, let's mark that one down. That's tomorrow's poll question.
That is a good one. Hey, Howie, though, I have a question for you. So speaking of these investigations, just to change gears here really quick, in just the news, they had a good piece about all these investigations that Republicans want to open up, including, you know, vaccine injury to January 6th, security failures. But there's one part of it I didn't get. It said one essential question that needs to be resolved as early as this week is whether the House chairman will be given unilateral authority to issue subpoenas under the GOP rules package or be forced to get a committee vote where Democrats or one Republican can foil an investigation. Yeah. But what were the rules when it was Democrats?
I don't know what the rules were. I think it was probably just the chairman could issue the subpoenas. But, you know, the Democrats never really wavered. I mean, even people like Cuellar, you know, from Texas, I don't think he ever, like, stepped out of line against the chairman when they were issuing subpoenas.
So
maybe
when they
on
say,
other things.
When they say this needs to be resolved, like, amongst Republicans, they need to decide what the president's going to be going forward?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. I just didn't understand that. I was like, why is it different from Democrats? Okay, Howie, that's it for me. I will be back for more during Hate Mail Monday. And just a reminder to everyone, if you go to HowieCarshow.com, you can enter to win the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. We'll be giving away a 3-pack this Friday during Police Blotter Facts. Super easy to enter, and I want you to have the opportunity to win. So go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your email.
And feel free to respond on social media when I'm denounced for not having free meals for everybody at the Howie Carr Radio Network, except when I'm there in Boston.
Hashtag do you disavow Howie Carr.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
My friends at Eden Pure have extended the Diamond XL earring offer for another week. As Marilyn said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. When your wife tells you she doesn't want anything for Christmas, she's lying. You know that. Be the star this holiday season and get her a pair of diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Grace and the mailroom manager love them. They will both tell you that the quality is amazing.
The quality is amazing, Howie. These are super lightweight sometimes, and I know this is a problem a lot of the women out there can relate to. Sometimes you get a beautiful pair of earrings, and they're just incredibly uncomfortable. These are very comfortable. You can wear them all day long with no issues, and the quality, like we said, is just outstanding. You're going to get so many compliments on these. And just to the guys out there, I know Howie mentioned this. If your girlfriend or your wife is telling you, that's okay, I have plenty of jewelry, don't get me anything, don't fall for it, it's a trap. You're going to be bamboozled and you're going to be in trouble. So make sure you get a gift, and this is the perfect gift for the holidays.
A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, more beauty than a genuine diamond. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold, vermeil, and they come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. They always sell out, and there is a limited supply. Men, be the star this Christmas and surprise her with a pair. And ladies, get the pair you've always wanted. This offer is only good and this week and while supplies last. Last Mother's Day, they sold out. So go early to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondXL.com, code Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice, flip a dial, instant entertainment, dial seven digits, instant communication, turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation, flash a card, instant money, shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. One thing about being on TV, social media, whatever you want to say, is people comment on my ties. And this is another one of my favorite ties here today. And guess what they're saying about this tie? What's with the Ukraine tie? I'd never even thought about it. I think I bought this tie before Ukraine became a thing. And I don't think it is much of a thing anymore. But I'm going to keep wearing this tie. And it has nothing to do with Ukraine. I'm not a big Zelensky guy. Or a big Putin guy, for that matter. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie, how funny would it be if some car theft ring puts signs up, valet parking is back, at Twitter, and just drives off with all their cars?
You're right. You're right. I'm shocked by that. I mean, I've heard of a lot of perks, but I never heard of valet parking.
Who trusts anyone with their car these days? Hey, I got a possible solution run by you and see what you think on this voting. One, you got to be for something or else, just like a blank wall, someone to put graffiti up. So the Republicans got to figure out what their message is. But two, how about in all these states with mail-in ballots or early voting, you got to have one mandatory debate before you can cast any ballot.
Then they'll come down with COVID or something like that, or they will make sure that, or they'll make sure that the date gets, or there'll be a bomb threat at the studio, you know, so they'll have to postpone it till after the mail-in voting begins. We just got to make it. I mean, these are like great suggestions if everything was on the level, including most importantly the Democrats, but they're not. So we just gotta either figure out a way to use it the way they're using it, or we've got to just try to get it out of as many states as we can. And I think some of the, you know, is Pennsylvania in play anymore for Republicans until something happens? Michigan, Wisconsin was a very narrow thing. I remember. You know, more than 20 years ago, Pat Buchanan coming into the studio, and just, I'd known him for a while, and he says, you know, it's getting harder for Republicans. You know, Illinois is gone. California's gone. And now they're chipping away at these states where there's still a majority of people who are pro-American, who are pro-Trump, let's say pro-Trump, that voted for Trump in 2016. And but now everything is being flooded with mail-in ballots and election day. And if it's close, you just know the Republicans are going to lose. I mean, I was shocked that Lombardo won in Nevada after they took it away from Laxalt. Laxalt was a great candidate. But then the returns came in out of Clark County, where one of the countywide office holders murdered a reporter a couple of months ago. That's the kind of Democrats you have in Clark County, Nevada. Thanks for the call, Floyd. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Floyd.
Hi, Howie. So thanks for taking my call. I've listened to you for many, many years. Anyway, I was listening to an interview from the Secretary of State out of Ohio, Frank LaRoche. And he was going, and the question was, how did Ohio get it right, you know, and get the votes counted on election day and all that sort of stuff. And he was going through ticking it off, you know. And then he mentioned, ironically, that he was actually invited by the Pennsylvania State Legislature to consult and give them advice on how to fix their voting. And obviously they did not take his advice because, you know,
They voted for it. See, the problem is getting rid of this stuff. A lot in states like Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, the legislature has, whether it's Democrat in Massachusetts or Republican, then Republican in Pennsylvania, passed this and made it into law. And that's what the Constitution says. The state, the legislature, shall have control of the voting laws in whatever jurisdiction it is. So it's going to be really hard to get rid of these new laws. I'm Howie Carr.